Hey guys, welcome back to the All Things Boobs podcast. I'm Satara.
I'm Madison.
And today we have a really exciting and long time coming interview with Miss Paige, the founder of Body PH, a very, very cool design that has been much needed in the market. So thank you so much, Paige, for coming on today. We're so excited to hear from you.
Thank you for bringing me on. I'm so excited to speak to you guys today.
So this is a fun interview because Satara has worked with Paige. I have not worked with Paige yet. I'm obsessed with what she is offering. And so I'm actually really intrigued to hear all the answers to these questions because this is like our first time actually virtually meeting. So I'm going to kick us off with, who is Paige and why did you start Body PH?
Who is Paige? Oh my gosh. How do I wrap that up? So I'm in my 30s now. How do I wrap that up? But I'm a fashion graduate who lives in London. I have no background in business. Currently work in like a housing association. So I have a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And don't know, I've always had this inspiration to want to start my own business, whether it be with lingerie, because I had a feeling, okay, I was blessed with full of bus for a reason. I'm thinking I should do something with that, but I just didn't know what it would be. And now here we are today doing something that I just never thought would be a product that I would have ever thought of. Basically, I was inspired from my own experience of suffering with boob sweat. I've always suffered with that since I was probably like a teenager or in my, like late teens probably. And it's always something that's just been overlooked really, because I've just dealt with it by padding my area with tissues or just tucking my top underneath my bra, which is not really a cute look. And then just one night, because I get night sweats as well. So whilst I was asleep during the first lockdown, the UK experienced a heat wave. And then whilst I was just sweating during the night, the idea just popped into my head. And I thought, shouldn't there be a product for this? Because I'm actually getting sick and tired of having to pad myself down. And it was just terrible. And that's just led me to bringing out a bra liner for women who also suffer with underboob sweating, which can be a pain in the butt. I mean, are you guys there? Do you guys, I know Satara, we've spoken.
Honestly, you're so right. You're so right with having just needing to tuck. Oh my gosh, I remember so many times just pulling out my shirt. I do it sometimes without even realizing that I do, and then all of a sudden I have these rings because you just tuck it in because you want to soak it up somewhere. So it's brilliant.
Yes, and then you have like the little moons like under when the shirt comes out.
Yes.
It's just so embarrassing as well when you realize the marks are down there. You're like, oh, okay.
Definitely. Great. So I'm curious, Paige, how did you come up with the name Body PH?
Well, with the brand, I wanted to put a mixture of what the brand was aimed at and make it a bit more personalized, like add a bit of my identity into it. So I started fixing around, you know, words that associate with what the brand is aimed at. So whether it's, you know, women, bodies, and just trying to incorporate my name into it. So I started mixing up words like page body or body page and using different keywords to try and mix in with that. And I thought, okay, this isn't working. And then all of a sudden, I thought of something of an element. So I saw my water bottle. Basically, it had a pH symbol on it.
Love it.
pH. I just narrowed it down to body pH. And I just like, yeah, that actually sounds catchy.
It's cool.
Just led me down to the tagline of helping women find their pH balance in comfortability, support, and confidence.
I actually am excited about it too, because I know that Satara talked about this in her video, of it kind of as also like an extra cushion under your bra band, which I will go into in a second. But I love that it's not only helping with the sweat, but it's also like a cushy thing, like especially when you're trying to break in your bras or if you have wire pain. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like brilliant. Why is this not on the market in America?
No, seriously.
I'm quite surprised, to be honest.
I love the idea that it kind of is a second band because it does give that extra element of comfort if you are looking for something to go under your underwire, right?
Absolutely. I've recommended it to so many of my bra fitting clients, and honestly, they love it. Some people's skins are so sensitive, right? Like when they have an underwire and they need the firmness of the underband, that the body pH band, it really does just give them that extra layer of comfort.
That makes me so happy.
We're here to support. Okay, so our next question is, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced when you were starting your business? And I think that our extra element of that was, especially in the industry that kind of deals with a topic that might be taboo or considered taboo for a lot of people. So.
I think probably I used to get imposter syndrome. Again, like I said, I don't come from a business background. I have no knowledge of business. So I've just self-taught, really. And I guess just not understanding, you know, with women's bra sizes and everything, you know, I've been to fit-ins, but I'm not, you know, equipped to in regards to sizing and stuff. I just thought people probably wouldn't take me so seriously, and I thought that was quite challenging. I guess another like a personal challenge for me was I have a 9-to-5 and I also have a like work as a side hustle as a background extra in movies, and it was trying to mix around everything and trying to figure out how am I going to find time to do business, because like you ladies probably know, you know, business, it takes up quite a few time, and it's just trying to make sure that you're not burnt out and just trying to make sure that you give the best to all these jobs.
Amazing. Do you find, because I myself as well definitely have imposter syndrome a lot of the time, it's one of those things as an entrepreneur, isn't it, where you kind of like tap in and out of it. Is body pH a goal of yours to be doing full time, or is it always the vision still to be a side hustle? Where do you see body pH kind of going? I'm really curious about that.
Oh no, I want to be an entrepreneur full time. I know I'm supposed to be a female boss this day in life. I definitely know, you know, sitting behind a computer desk all day is just not for me. If I was to sit behind a computer desk, it'll be for my business and doing research and do what I need to do. But I know I get, you know, don't know if you guys ever had this gut feeling where it's like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Totally. And I know this is what I'm definitely supposed to do. So all in good time, but it's definitely something I want to focus on as an entrepreneur full time.
Yes, we love it.
We keep trying to tell our audience like how impressive all of our like entrepreneur interviewees are, because they don't understand how much goes into.
No, like, definitely. I applaud you for doing this with a full-time job, because that is very, very tough to do. So congrats on that. It's amazing.
No, thank you. And do you know what? It's getting inspiration from other female entrepreneurs. So like yourself, Satara, it's just seeing how much you do. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if other women can balance all these different things and make time for their business, I can definitely do it. Like there's no excuse. So I always get inspired by seeing other female entrepreneurs online. So it just helps to fuel that fire in me to keep going.
I love it. I love it.
Such a good answer. She's so humble. All right. So I am actually very curious about this. So how did you like design the product so it would be both functional and comfy? Right. Because that is a big like issue in the bra world, right? Once you get more functional, more supportive, things get to tend to get more like stiff and uncomfortable. So how did you do that?
Oh my gosh, just thinking about bras and the shape and the mold of everything, just so overwhelming. But what I did was I just started to Google if there were bra liners already out in the market, so I purchased them, tested and trialed them out, and then started making notes against them. So whether to say, you know, they all just came in one size, the fabric just terrible. It just wasn't absorbing fabric, didn't feel comfortable. And it was just not functional because they didn't have a closure. And I thought, okay, this is sticking out of my bra during the day. I don't have time to, you know, keep going about my business out and trying having to readjust myself. You know, it's kind of that awkward feeling if you have like a thong or get like a wedgie and it's uncomfortable, you have to find yourself to adjust yourself. It's worth something that's functional for women here, because we don't have time to keep adjusting ourselves during the day. We want to feel comfortable throughout the whole day. So what I did was I just made notes on what I could do to, you know, finding my USP is what you would say to make myself stand out in the market. So it led me to, you know, going in so long to trying to find the correct materials and one that's comfortable and absorbing, and just deciding which was the right closure for women, and which one was comfortable where they can wear it, you know, it can just slide underneath your bra. So I'm not trying to make, because we all know we don't want, like, you know, a bulk in the back when it comes to bras. Trying to find something that was just nice, flat fitting for women, and they just don't really notice that they're wearing it. Took a long time, but yeah, it
I can definitely attest you've done a good job in that sense. Like, when I would wear it, I didn't even realize that I had it on. The material is so soft. It really is comfortable. I love what you've done with it. It is a great design. It's very functional. It's very comfortable. So well done. Definitely a test, hands down. You guys would love it if you tried it.
Thank you. And the next transition part was the sizing, because the bra liners that's already out in the market only come in one size. And I thought, that doesn't, you know, one size fits all doesn't really... Yeah, makes sense, especially in the big filibust industry. It's just no. So yeah, just deciding what was going to be the size range for the bra liners, and, you know, what's the biggest size I can go up to. I don't know how you guys did it, but just trying to figure out bra sizes is such a challenge.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's like a engineering masterpiece. Bras are so complicated, but. I'm glad that you've been able to find something that really, really fits and it works, and it's like you've gone out with a bang and people are getting it and they're loving it. And have you had any customer feedback so far? Has there been anything that you've been like people have wanted to see different or change or anything like that? What has been your feedback like?
Mostly positive, which has just been amazing. People are just complimenting that it's comfortable, and that most compliments is just saying that I've never thought of a product like this. This is so unique. I never thought of this before, and it's just thinking,
oh, that's a winner.
Yes. And I guess, well, currently with the size range, the largest size we only have is goes up to a size large, which fits a woman with an under bust between 40 to 42. So in the future, I would definitely love to reach out and bring out more sizes so I can, you know, help more women who have a bigger under bust.
Have been getting so many requests, you know, when I've shared it on my page before. Is she going to ship to the US? Is she going to ship international?
Well, good news. I have launched international shipping so I now ship to Europe, the US, Canada, and Australia. So I'm so excited, because when you posted your video, it was so amazingly overwhelming just seeing like women overseas do want this product. That's what I've been waiting for, and it's just great to see the reaction.
I'm literally buying it right now because I have been waiting to get this thing. I'm literally like ordering it. It's like in the cart right now. I just like bought it.
Another sale.
Gosh, yes.
Love it. Okay.
No worries. All right. So the next question we have is, as a successful internationally shipping female entrepreneur, what advice would you give to other women looking to start like businesses, especially what we cover on this channel, which is entering industries where you're trying to cater to like unconventional needs? You're doing something very what's considered niche, but really isn't. You have any advice for that?
Yeah, I mean, the most important is just believe in yourself and your idea, because when you do, then it can just carry you on throughout your business journey, because you can just explain and just, you know, and passionately tell people, you know, why you want to do this business and launch a product. And I guess another thing, just definitely have the confidence to go out. Don't compare yourself to other business owners as well, because I know we can just find it so easy to say, oh, this person's doing this and they're successful and doing that. Just focus on your own journey, and, you know, don't be dismayed, because, you know, some parts of business can take a little bit longer than you expected, but it's all for good reason. And just, you know, don't get mad at things that you can't control. Just do your research. And I guess another thing is to, you know, don't feel like you're alone, because I know a lot of us entrepreneurs, especially people who are just starting out, might feel alone, that they don't have anyone to engage with or reach out to for advice. There are so many other entrepreneurs out there, and there's groups, support groups, and other business women, you know, so, you know, get out, go to events. You know, I met Satara at an event, you know, at the Bosom Brunch for Women Full of Bus, and it's just amazing. See, just being part of that community was just so heartwarming, that there are other women out there, you know, doing their thing in life, and everyone's just out there to support one another and just help and give you advice. So don't feel like you're alone. Just talk to people, socialize, network.
I love
it. You'd be surprised where people can lead you. So yeah.
Also, save.
Yeah. It's not cheap running a business.
That is the big one. Save your pennies if you want to start a business. Oh, that was so special, Paige. Thank you so much. I highly, highly agree. And I'm really, really touched with what you're saying, because it resonates so much with me and with my story and everything. Like, when you are passionate about something, and when you truly have this idea and you know that it's going to help so many people, go with it. And if people tell you it's not going to work, well, screw them, because you're going to make it work, because it's your idea and it's going to happen. So yeah, that's it.
For you.
Exactly. 100%. Well done. We're so, so proud of you. And we're so happy to have you part of this community. It's so needed. It's so much, like, these types of products are things that we don't even think of as a necessity until we have them, and we're like, wow, where has this been my whole life? So we applaud you for stepping up and creating something so special.
Thank you. And it's crazy to think, because I thought, hold on, there's sweatbands for wrists and heads, uh-huh. and people play tennis.
Totally. Thinking,
there's nothing for under boob sweat. That's just crazy.
You're so right.
I'm always consistently shocked at how often people forget about boobs.
Especially us busted women. Yes.
And there's so many of us out there. Like, why has this taken so long?
It's not that rare. Yeah,
it's not.
I know. And now you amazing women are also building your own brands. And Satara, I can't wait for you to launch your brand. Just so excited to see what you bring for us. I know it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much. Me too. I'm so excited. I'm like so scared, but overwhelmed with joy. Thank you very much, Paige. To wrap things up, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience? Any tips, any advice, any words of wisdom, anything for your, where maybe where people can find you, where they can shop?
Promotion plugs.
Well, we're available on BodyPH, so body-ph.co.uk. Mm-hmm. We are on Instagram as BodyPH_official and TikTok BodyPH official, just all one word. And yeah, just feel free to message me, call me. If you do have, you know, inspiration to start a business, just go for it. Yeah. And for a full of busted women, you know, just embrace your body shape, because having full of busts is amazing. So we should just be happy. And there are other women out there.
Honestly, we're so impressed. And I'm excited that my thing is on the way, and I can't wait to try it. Everyone, please check out all of Paige's stuff. We'll put it down below, probably on the screen somewhere. Please support her. And thank you so much for coming on. It's just been such an honor, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I don't know if it's worth, because I do have my bra liners. I don't know if it's worth to show your followers.
Please show it. Yes.
Please. So they're on the mannequin.
Oh, this love. So
nice. Yes, the hook and eye in the back. So yeah, you can wear it underneath your bra or without a bra if you like to go braless. It's fully functional. If you have hot flushes with menopause, or if you live in a hot climate country, then it definitely is a product for you.
Thank you so much for showing. Thank you. For anyone who's listening on Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, please head over to YouTube so you could take a look, or of course their website. It's such a good product. Love.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.